Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. A trait desire. And a piece of a game. Even though I know I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold like a dove. Fight on my rage, I am filled with tyrannic pain. Fight on my rage, I am filled with tyrannic pain. Some will say what is law can never be saved. Fight on my rage, I am filled with tyrannic pain.
All right. Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, William Woolly Boy Ramo. What's up, Will? You finally made it.
I just noticed your text message. The sense of you're just pranking me because I thought you were going to do the show later.
Oh, no. It's 10 o'clock, you know, usual time. You know, that's the usual time we've done. Last week we did it at 11, but back at our usual time at 10 p.m. here. normal time slot. And back to be doing this show as usual, if you will. And for you guys out there, and if you guys want to chime in and voice any opinions, feedback, or anything else that's on your mind, the phone number to call in is 347-308-8626. Again, that's 347-308-8626. Now, let me just make sure that we're connected to the show, because I merged you onto the call as the show was starting. Let me just check one moment here. Let me see. Yeah, it looks like you're connected, so we're all good. So, Will, yeah, man, what's going on?
Yeah.
You were enjoying that Met victory or something? Like, I was calling you, and I got a voice message.
I was near my phone. It didn't ring. It didn't ring at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I noticed it just went to your voice.
It didn't ring
like,
at all.
Oh.
And then I just happened to check my phone, and I got a text message. So then I called you as soon as I got it.
Oh, okay. That's well. Again, good. I'm glad that you're able to make it tonight. You know, on the show as usual. And again, I'm glad that you guys made it on this Saturday night as usual to listen to this show. We're gonna be giving you that Summer Movie Challenge Week 7 review later on. Give you a little SummerSlam preview, which is airing tomorrow on WWE Network, and also talk about, you know, anything that's in the news right now, any hot topics in entertainment, and anything else that might be on our minds, we'll pretty much discuss. So you guys, again, could just call in and chime in any opinions or feedback or anything else that's on your minds. But before we go into those things, confession that I have to make. So earlier today, you know, I was feeling a little tense, you know. I was feeling a little, you know, some tension in my body. So, you know, I decided I needed to go to a massage spa, a massage parlor. And I hit up a massage spa in Manhattan. I've never been to this one before. I mean, I've been to a few massage spas in the city, you know, to relax, you know, to get that tension out of my body. So today I felt that I needed that, and I hit up this one in Manhattan and had this pretty young petite Asian girl lead me to a room and give me a nice, you know, back body rub for about, say, 30 minutes or so. It was supposed to be an hour, but, you know, it went real quick. So she was very nice at first, and then I politely asked her when she was done, "Are you going to give me a happy ending?" I asked her, "Are you going to give me a happy ending?" As, you know, most, well, I won't say most. I'll say some massage spas are supposed to give you that. But I asked her that, and then she got an attitude. She said no. So after she said that, I got my butt naked ass up from the bed or the mat, whatever, put my clothes on, and then give her a tip. And then after that, she got mad, and then she started to follow me out into the streets, and then we got into a whole argument, and a confrontation ensued. I recorded it with my phone, so here's the whole confrontation that occurred after me and this Asian woman got into it. Once I decided not to tip her because she didn't give me a happy ending. Here's what happened. Listen to this.
Your ass up.
Okay.
Leave me alone. Bye. Get out of my fucking face.
Get out of my fucking face,
I'm
bitch.
Telling you, bye. Man, you better go. You better go somewhere, girl. What the fuck wrong with you? Bye.
What the fuck wrong with you, bitch? I'm recording you right now. You fucking touched me.
You hit me.
Go to the
office
with me right now.
Stupid bitch.
Man,
get off
right
my fucking... Get off me. Don't fucking...
Get off me!
Me.
Bitch!
The fuck wrong with you, lady?
Get the fuck with you. What the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? You touched my face. This is
yeah,
because
you hit me.
You hit me, too.
No, you hit me first.
You hit me first.
I'm
you
trying
fucking,
to walk away
you
from
you. You fucking said mean things to me first, bitch.
Bye.
Are you a racist, bitch?
You are.
You
call me a nigga.
You call me Chinese. You call me pink. You call me.
Man, leave
bitch.
Me a fucking alone.
Why the fuck you fucking leave me alone? You fucking leaving me alone.
Leave me alone. Bye. You're being recorded. I didn't touch you. You on camera touching me first.
You touched me first. You said me this to me first. Bitch. How dare you, bitch? Huh? You asking this here?
Yes, I am. Leave me the fuck alone, lady.
Go to your office with me. Go to your office with me right now. Right now. It's not right now. Bitch.
You better leave me the fuck alone.
You better leave me fucking alone. Go to your office.
Bye. You better leave me the fuck alone.
Are you racist? Ah! Why'd you get a scar? Huh?
Leave me alone, lady. What the fuck is wrong with you? Bye.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bye.
You fucking talk to me, bitch! You fucking talk to me!
I'm about to knock your ass out. You better move. I'm telling you, move.
No, you're not. You just beat a lady like this, Rick.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Like, why do I leave this fucking alone?
For real, man. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm having fun, bitch. I'm having fun, bitch.
Leave me alone.
Why do I have to leave you alone? You record that? Okay, you record that. We're gonna show you.
Leave me alone, please. I'm asking you. I'm begging you to leave me alone.
Police station right now. Let me walk to the police station.
Leave me the fuck alone, man. Bye. Give me my personal space. You're my personal space.
You didn't give me personal space. You talked to me first. How dare you?
No, I didn't. You shot a bird at me.
Who the fuck are you? Ah! How dare you talk to me? Look at yourself in the mirror. How dare you talking to me like that? Ah, bitch!
Fuck you.
Fuck you! Oh, nobody wants to fuck you, right? Nobody wants to fuck you.
You must do. You following me. You must want to fuck me. You following me.
Why? You talk to me first. You want to fuck me? Who's the one that's looking
to
fuck
you?
Yeah,
I do. Yes, yes.
Let's go to police station.
Fuck you. Leave me
alone. Right now. Why? You choose this. Bitch, you choose this!
Leave me alone, lady. Leave me alone, lady.
Why do I have to leave you alone? Huh? Why?
Leave me
you
alone.
Me.
You hit me. It's
you
on camera.
You're sorry to me.
I'm sorry. Now leave me alone.
No. Kneel down if you're
I'm
sorry.
I'm not kneeling. Leave me alone, lady.
You
what the fuck
is this? You touched my face. You had to punch your face first.
You
then
hit me. You ran up on me.
You see me, chink.
You on
you
camera.
You said me, chink. You said
you
to
call
me.
You call me a nigger.
You said to me, I'm the chink
person. No, I didn't, man. Leave me alone.
You
get your fucking hands off of me.
You said fucking things to me. First, step aside. You said fuck you first, bitch. You said
no,
that.
You told me first.
You said sorry. You said sorry now. You said sorry to
I
me.
I said sorry. Now
you
leave me alone.
Now. You're not the silly.
Leave me
a
fucking alone.
You don't mean it, bitch. You don't mean it.
Leave me alone, lady.
Why do I have to leave you alone? Why do I have to leave you alone?
You're crazy. You're crazy. Leave me
you
alone.
Said something.
No, I didn't.
What the hell did you do?
You hit me.
How dare you do that?
Bye. Leave me alone.
You said sorry to me.
Leave me a fuck alone.
Sorry to me.
I said sorry. Now go.
You didn't do this to Shirley. You didn't make this
to Shirley. I apologize. Now bye. I got
no.
Somewhere to go. I got to pick
you
my kids up.
You don't just say that to me sincerely right now.
I said.
All because a brother couldn't get a happy ending. Well, what do you think? What do you think about this, man? What do you think?
That's crazy.
And I'm just joking. That wasn't actually audio of me getting into confrontation. That's actually an audio that I found on WorldStar, where this brother, he gets into a confrontation with this Asian lady. I don't know, like, the video starts where the Asian lady is yelling at this dude. I don't know why, you know, they're yelling at each other. Could be his girl, for all I know. But, you know, this goes on for like 4 minutes where she's just yelling at him, and he's telling her to back up. You know, hey, maybe that's what happened. Maybe he went to a massage spa and he wanted a happy ending, and she didn't want to give it, and he decided not to tip, and maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
I have no idea. It seemed like they just met each other right then and there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it couldn't have been his girlfriend because, you know, he was calling her lady and cursed her out. Yeah, it didn't sound like, you know, it was his girlfriend. Could have been like some incident. Maybe what was maybe road rage, or maybe he refused to pay for something he bought at a store. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. So, That was just a crazy video that I wanted to share with you guys. But did you actually think that was me getting in a confrontation earlier?
No, I don't. He doesn't sound like you.
Yeah.
No, I know it wasn't you.
Yeah. And and you know that's false, because if I go to a massage spa, you know I'm going to get a happy ending. There's no doubt about that. We'll save that for another show. All right, so let's move on. Let's get into some news here. This dude, Jeffrey Epstein, whatever, however you pronounce his last name, sexual predator. You know, he was in the news because he was accused of horrific sex crimes against underage women. So he was sent to jail. And I think he's been he was behind bars for several weeks, right? Since before I went on vacation to Colombia. And his charges held a possible sentence of 45 years behind bars if he was convicted. And for the last week or so, he's been on a suicide watch because I guess he attempted to kill himself, right? So they were watching him, and I guess today he ended up killing himself. They just found his body in the jail cell. I guess he hung himself, probably. And yeah, they just found his lifeless body in there, and the dude is dead now. You know, now he has to meet his maker for all those horrible acts that he did to those children. You know, the abuse.
Yep.
You know, what a despicable guy. I mean, you can't feel sympathy for a guy like that at all. You know, good riddance, you know?
I definitely don't want to be him right now. If I was him, I wouldn't want to be him right now.
Yeah, disgusting, man.
Now he has to pay for everything he's done.
Oh, yeah. So, no sympathy, you know, for that dude. You know. And he was good friends with Trump, too, back in the day, I heard. Yeah, like Wall Street
buddies.
Yeah,
they had like some footage, yeah, from like the 90s that they apparently they were friends.
Yeah, his friends with Donald Trump, Kevin Spacey, Bill Clinton. You know, he's huge with the celebrities. And I doubt they've adding celebrities like, you know, writing rest in peace on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. You know, the guy was a piece of shit. You know, and he deserved everything he got.
That?
Huh? No, I doubt any of the celebrities he was cool with are writing any, like, you know, sympathy or tributes to him, you know, in regards to his death. You know, I don't think anyone cares that he died because he was a piece of shit. Scumbag.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You
yeah,
know?
I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah, so. So good riddance, but anyway, just wanted to, you know, give you guys an update on this story, on that dude. But let's move to some lighter, to some more happier news. Disney, our favorite movie media company, who still hasn't released Spider-Man, the animated series on DVD because we're black. Disney. So, you know, Disney, they're trying to compete with Netflix, right? And they have their own streaming service coming out called Disney Plus. And they're going to be remaking some of the old school movies like Night at the Museum, Cheaper by the Dozen, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. But what caused a lot of controversy and a lot of people just complaining this past week is Disney is planning to remake Home Alone, which is like a cult classic, more than a cult classic. Like, it's one of the best kid films ever, you know? Like, Home Alone was released, what, nice? Yeah, you know? What was the year it was released? 1990, I think?
Yeah, 1990.
I think 1990, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a classic film starred my twin Macaulay Culkin, you know, because we share the first name. Yeah, and it went on to have, what, three sequels? Although we only care about
no,
the
actually,
first two.
Actually, they only had one sequel, Home Alone 2, and then they had like two other movies that were basically remakes.
Oh no, didn't they have Home Alone 3 and Home Alone 4?
Yeah, Home Alone 3 and Home Alone 4 are remakes. They're not.
Yeah, but they're considered like sequels almost.
Nope,
to the film.
They're not.
To the franchise.
I unfortunately watched them. They're not. Yeah, they are by name called Home Alone 3, Home Alone 4, but they're totally different remake movies. Like Home Alone 3, I think, is with this boy called Alex, and the fourth one is basically, you know, they're basically, it's like a retelling of Home Alone. It's Kevin. It's like a fake sequel because they have the kid and they're alluding that he's Kevin McAllister, but I don't remember if they use his actual name, but he was Kevin. He might have been called McAllister. So the fourth one was practically a sequel. The third one
they're indirect sequels, but they're still considered like part of the franchise. You know,
the fourth one is an indirect sequel because they had a dude from Third Rock from the Sun playing as Daniel Stern's Marv's character.
Yeah.
So that fourth one was technically, it was a fake sequel. The third one was just another movie that they made in the franchise.
I mean, really, they're all considered part of the Home Alone franchise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, so
they're not a fifth one.
I mean, wasn't there a fifth one? There
no,
was one
it.
Called the Holiday that aired on ABC Family like back in 2012, wasn't there? I think it was Holiday Heist.
I know. What was it called?
Home Alone Holiday.
I know,
let me check here. Let me see. I think there was a fifth one. It was like a made for TV, a made for cable Home Alone. Yeah, Home Alone, the Holiday Heist, back in 2012. It had.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's five films in the franchises, and again, what do you care about 1 and 2? But
correct.
Disney's gonna remake the first one, of course, and it's most likely not gonna feature Macaulay Culkin, who was basically the star, you know, all of those Home Alone films. But, you know, I just think that it's stupid because you're remaking all these old classics now. You can't be original. I mean, you're ruining our childhood pretty much,
yep.
You know, with these damn films. Make your own. Like, come up with a new idea or something similar to Home Alone. You know?
Exactly.
And these days, how the hell do you leave a kid alone in a house now? Like, it's
for real.
He could call.
Yeah. He could go on social media and post that people are attacking him.
Exactly.
You can't duplicate Home Alone. It was a sign of its time, not to mention it's only Macaulay Culkin could play that character. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, it's not going to work. The only way it would work, and I think I heard this idea from somewhere, as if it was a start Kevin McAllister and his kid somehow, I guess they were locked in maybe in a mall or something like that, and he has to, like, you know, he's getting harassed by Marv what's the other one? I forgot their names. Marv and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
If they somehow got out of prison just now, and they're trying to kill his family, and then, you know, this one would be kind of like a darker movie, and basically he would try to, you know, when they're trying to kill him, he would try to, you know, basically kill them before they kill him and his family kind of
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Like it would only work if Macaulay Culkin was, you know, playing as, you know, you know what you would call it, trying to save his family.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That'd be the only way it could work.
I mean, if Disney does decide to remake it, I hope they do a reboot, you know, where you have Macaulay Culkin somehow play his character, all grown up now, and I don't know, maybe he's like a mentor or maybe the uncle or maybe even the father.
Kid.
Yeah, you know, of the kid. And now the kid has taken his, you know, his place in being a home alone and fighting off burglars You know? Maybe, hey, you know, burgers could even be brothers this time, you know? Make it more realistic.
Nah, I think it would be best. I think it would be best if Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern reprise their roles. I mean, they could have more to their gang, the Sticky Bandit or Wet Bandit, whatever they're going as, and they could have more people in their group, you know, in their group helping them out.
Well, no,
you
I'm saying, most likely that's not going to happen, what you're talking about. That's most likely not going to happen. But because Disney is probably going to change it around. But if they do decide in this new movie, if they do decide, you know, to go completely off, if they decide to, you know, turn it around and change everything from the original, then they definitely need to incorporate Macaulay Culkin in some way as like a relative or a family friend. And again, have burglars, have the brothers, man, have like Tyrone and you, Tyrone and Deshaun, you know, trying to burglarize a house. And you have this kid trying to, you know, fight them off, you know, post pictures of them on Instagram, you know, some crazy stuff. It could work.
Maybe have, what's his name? Maybe have Mike Epps. Mike Epps as one of the.
He'd be hilarious. Mike Epps would be hilarious.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get that girl. I'm going to get that boy, man. You know? Maybe this should be the trio. You have Marv, Harry, and then what's his name's character? Come on, man. We got to get that guy. Hey, Marv. I mean, Harry. I think we got him. Yo, man, we got to work together, man. No, this is personal. We got to get we gotta work together and get this kid here. You know, it would be good if they did it. And you know, it would have been good. Like, it would have been like the because most likely it's going to be a girl, most likely, to change it up since there's never been a girl. So they could have a girl. They're most likely going to do a girl Home Alone, the main character. And Kevin could be her uncle. Like, she's Home Alone, and it's kind of like I think it was like Home Alone 2. Like, he knew an uncle of his, it was in New York or whatever, but instead of going to New York, she'd still be in Chicago, or maybe Kevin could have moved to whatever city she's in, and then she could have been lost in another place where Kevin is, and she looks to find him, and then they work together and stop the villains. It could have been, you know what I'm saying? Because him... You know what I'm saying? Like, he grown. Like, he would have to be, like, trapped in a mall or something like that for, you know what I mean? Like, something out of his element.
Right, right.
For him to, you know what I mean? That's the only way it could work. Macaulay Culkin has to be in it. And no, not like Ghostbuster 2016 where Macaulay Culkin is playing a taxi cab driver or a funeral home, you know, driver or whatever. No, Kevin McAllister. You have what's his name in it? Macaulay Culkin. Let him be Kevin McAllister. You know what I'm saying? Don't let him. You know, like the girl comes up to him and be like, "Hey, Kevin, I got your walkie-talkie that Talkman. What was that thing that he used to record the stuff? I forgot what it's called.
I forgot
that thing. Yeah, and then she hands it to him. And then he looks at it, and then he throws it behind his back and walks away, like Luke with the lightsaber. No, man, you gotta have him be his old school self. He grown, and then you know they work together and stop the bad guys. You know, that's the only way it could work. Kevin McAllister has to be that mentor character, and preferably her uncle. You know,
I could see it. Could happen.
That's the only way it could work. If you don't have Kevin McAllister in this movie, man, and he's not being himself, true to his character, wisecracking and all that stuff, don't even see. You know what? This is the messed up thing about the Disney owning the Fox thing now. You know what I mean? I was happy about Disney owning it, you know, but to hear them remaking Home Alone, like, come on, that's a joke,
childhood, man.
Do you know what was my reaction when I heard that, you know, Disney was gonna remake Home Alone?
What?
I wonder what was better.
You put your two hands on your cheeks.
Yeah, I can't show you me putting my two hands on my face and doing
it. On your face.
Just imagine me doing the Kevin McAllister scream. That's it. That's the perfect reaction.
Well, you know, Star Wars, you know, when Disney rebooted Star Wars, you know, they had the original cast come back, so you never know.
Yeah, they had the original cast, but they badly used them. They teased the whole time. Oh, Han, Luke, and Leia are gonna reunite, and it never happened. It never happened. So maybe as a, you know, like my bad moment, they might have them reunite in a flashback, you know, a fake reuniting thing, you know, in the past, you know, using the footage of, you know, Carrie Fisher, you know, unfortunately because she passed away. And then, you have Luke and, you know, Han Solo, you know, Harrison Ford coming back, you know, to shoot some scenes, which some rumors are he might. But, I mean, who knows, because there's a bunch of, you listen to these stuff, there's always rumors contradicting each other. I mean, there's even a rumor that Rey, spoiler alert, might be Shmi Skywalker from the past brought to the future or something. Some weird weird scenario. I mean, there's scenarios for everything. There's weird scenarios for everything. Like, for all we know, you know, Rey could be Luke's, if she was Simi, she would be his grandmother. But I mean, there's all these weird scenarios. Maybe she could be Jar Jar Binks' girlfriend. I mean, who knows? I mean, there's all these false scenarios. So who knows what's real until you see the movie December 20th, you know?
Yeah. Well, back to Home Alone here. Macaulay Culkin, he posted he went on, was it Twitter? Yeah, it looks like it was Twitter.
I heard about
a picture.
That.
Yeah, of what an updated Home Alone would look like. And
yeah.
It just shows him on his couch with his laptop, with a gut, his belly sticking out, and the wife beater, and his shirt.
With food around.
And just eating. With food around, just eating like Al Bundy. It's funny. You know, it's like him calling for Disney to, you know, give him a role.
Yeah, like,
hey,
call me. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, call me.
You know?
Hey, Disney, call me.
But you got to bring him back, man. If you don't bring back Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, it's not going to be the same. You know? You got to follow how some of these other shows and movies are doing these reboots now. Look at Karate Kid with what's the series called?
Ralph Macchio, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, you know, how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was beautifully done.
They did the perfect way.
Yeah. You know,
that's the perfect way how you do it. You have nostalgia, but you also promote the new cast. And that was my biggest, you know, praise I had for The Force Awakens. But, you know, watching what happened in The Last Jedi, it's like, you know, they could have used the old cast better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I think it could have been done better. And then, you know, basically passing the torch, you know, because, you know, I could just do a whole hour on the sequel trilogy, but, you know, this is not that type of show.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, we'll go on about Star Wars for hours and hours. You know, unfortunately, we don't have that much time, but it's, you know, we'll see what Disney does with this Home Alone. You know, it's hopefully they'll find a way for Macaulay Culkin to be in it. You know, if they manage to put him in there somehow, then I think it could be a success. But we'll see. You know, we'll see what they do with that. But anyway, moving on from that. Are you a big taco fan, by the way? You like tacos? Chipotle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, LeBron James, you know, he has his Taco Tuesdays with his family. Now, And whenever it's Taco Tuesday, you always see him posting it on his Instagram stories. And I just think it's funny and cute, you know, where he's calling everyone, you know, asking them what day it is. And you see his little cute one, his little daughter, who's about maybe 3 or 4 years old. He's asking her, what day is it? He's like, Taco Tuesday. It's so cute and so funny. But let me play a clip for you on the LeBron James family Taco Tuesdays.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Tuesday. A lot of things been going on today. Kind of got me down. You know, so I don't really know, you know, what's going on with me and my energy today. But psych! Y'all know what today is. Today is Taco Tuesday. What is it, D? What is it, Miss Courtney?
Taco Tuesday.
What is it, D?
Taco Tuesday.
What is it, Sam?
Taco Tuesday.
What is it?
Taco Tuesday.
And the most important one of them all. What is it? I don't know what's wrong with her, but she won't get me down because it is Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
A little spit on the end. Hey. What's the day, Z?
Guess what today is? Dad, what is it?
Taco Tuesday!
Delena, what is it?
Taco Tuesday!
Mima!
Taco Tuesday!
Brittany!
Taco Tuesday!
And the first one, Mommy!
I think it's cute. You know, a lot of people, they find it annoying, you know, that LeBron James posts his family and announcing Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. But I think it's a cute thing. You know, it's kind of inspiring for me because, you know, when I start my family, I want to have something like that. You know, when I get married with my wife, you know, I want to do Freaky Fridays. You know, when I want to have a Freaky Friday with my wife, you know, I get married, come in the house. Mm-hmm. All tired from work. Then when I see him, like, what day is it? Freaky Friday. Then we get butt naked and have sex. You know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's inspiring almost. You know, I think it's cute though. Yeah, you know, has a family together. You know, it's his children, his wife, his cooks, all eating Mexican food. Very nice. Kind of like the black Brady Bunch almost. And I'm a fan of tacos. I like Chipotle. They used to be this Mexican place. Well, it's like, you know, it's a fast food chain that serves Mexican food. It's called Moe's. It was on it's still on 6th Avenue where I used to work. They have some really good nachos and burritos, you know, some tacos there. That's a good food spot. And of course, you have Taco Bell, you know, if you want tacos. But I'd say if you want real tacos, don't go to Taco Bell. Like, go to like Chipotle or like a place that serves real good Mexican food. And there's a lot of good ones in Manhattan, in New York City that you'll find. So, what's your favorite taco Mexican food spot? You have one that you like to go to?
Any, you know, Taco Bell, Chipotle. You know, I'm down for anything.
there was one, there was actually one we went to, like a few months ago in Brooklyn that you told me about. What was the name of that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it escapes me at the moment. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Was it, damn, I'm forgetting about it now. It was like near Atlantic, near the Atlantic Avenue train station. Was it Cantina?
Yeah,
something?
I forgot
Cantina?
The name of it. But I have Banana Outpost.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And I had some really good food. I think I had like a nachos. Might have had, yeah, I did have the nachos there, which are really good. But they have tacos there. I think they have burritos there too. So that's a good place. So if you want to have the Taco Tuesdays, you could hit up that spot. And if you want to have Freaky Fridays, hit up the massage spa. All right, moving on. Well, sticking with sports here a little bit. New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox, they're going to play in the Field of Dreams next year. By the way, the Field of Dreams is a movie. I think it's from early 90s. It starred Kevin Costner.
Was it 89?
Was it
89? Was it 89 or 90 on the dot.
Yeah, it looks like it was 89. It starred Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones, you know, pretty much a movie about a farmer who hears a mysterious voice telling him to build it and he will come. He hears a voice in his cornfield.
They will come.
Yeah. Yeah, and he ends up building a baseball field on his farm. And he also meets the 1919. Or ghosts of the 1919 White Sox team that was blackballed.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. They're in there, too, a bit. But, yeah, watch the movie if you haven't seen it. But MLB is going to be commemorating this movie and having the Yankees and White Sox play on this field in Iowa. So they're going to pretty much find a random Iowa field and build a baseball field there. It'll hold about 8,000 seats. And it'll have the cornfield and everything. And you might even have Kevin Costner come and throw the first pitch. Maybe James Earl Jones does some announcing, or maybe he's in the booth. I don't know. But James Earl Jones is still alive, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, right?
He's in the new Lion King movie, and he's going to be in the Coming to America movie.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I haven't heard from him in a while. You know, it's been years. So, hopefully he can, you know, have some role in this baseball game next year. But when I heard it, I thought it was kind of strange that they'd be, like, building a field that's not even, that doesn't even exist. I thought it was a little strange.
Yeah.
But the idea, I guess, is pretty cool, you know. They should have more. Baseball should like have more things like this. I mean, I know they had the London series between the Yankees and the Red Sox this year, but you know, maybe you have like a special like Friday night baseball on a little league field, or you know.
Oh, they've done that before, I think.
They have.
They have. I think they have played on a little league field.
Oh, okay.
Maybe even last year.
Oh, okay. Because I know you see, only times you see them playing Little League Field is in spring training. You know? It's the only time you see them playing. But maybe they should do that more often, you know, with these baseball teams. But I think it's going to be cool. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it. I mean, I'm not going to go all the way to Iowa to watch the game in person, but I'll watch it on TV. You know, it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. For real.
Yeah, I've warmed up to it a bit, you know. And again, if you could have some of the cast from the actual movie there, that'd be even better. So,
absolutely.
So we'll see how that turns out. But I'm gonna take a quick break here. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna play this clip by this comedian called forgot the dude's name. Let me see if I even uploaded it, because I may have forgotten. Let me see. This is comedian. He was talking about, you know, he mentions the Home Alone film in one of his jokes, but he also talks about, you know, segregation and racism. Let me see here. Let's see if I could upload it real quick for you guys. Let's see. Okay. His name is Curry Shabazz. You ever heard of him?
No,
I haven't. He's a black comedian. I've never heard of him either. I just now see him, but he talks. He mentions Home Alone. He does some other jokes. So I'm gonna play it for you guys, and we'll be back here shortly.
I don't like the movie Home Alone. I get what some people do, man. To some people, Home Alone is a ridiculous comedy. They laugh at it like it's nonsensical. Ha, ha, ha. Who would ever leave a child unattended? Who would ever leave an 8-year-old boy home alone? Black people, we do it all the time, man. The first time I watched Home Alone, I was home alone. Afraid for my life, you know what I mean? Home Alone wasn't a comedy for me, it was a survival tutorial. I watched Home Alone like you watch Bear Grylls for survival skills, you know what I mean? Like, it was a tense moment, man. I used to get racially fired up whenever I do a comedy show, and I'll see like a middle-aged white man with a confused look on his face staring at me. Like, it bothered me because I knew everybody else can understand me. I was speaking words because they were laughing and smiling and texting. You know what I mean? But this man just had a confused look on his face. Like, all he heard coming out of my mouth was a bunch of coon jabber. You know what I mean? Like, all he could hear is, shabada boo wop wop on the river boat, Zatarans. Like, come on, dude. Like, I just quoted Thoreau. You don't understand any of that? Shabba-da-ba-bam. Communication is difficult, though, because of cultural differences. I don't think it's always racism. I think it's cultural differences. You look like a nice young lady, right? Depending on where you're from, if I called you a bitch, that'd be very disrespectful. But I'm from the hood. When I say bitch, it just means hello, fair lady. Like, it just means good day, madam. It's just that's how we speak in the hood. Hello, bitch. Hello, fuck boy, chip chip. And we marry on our day. I'm pro segregation. But I'm not pro, like, I'm not for prejudice and hatred. I don't believe, you know, I believe in equality. You should love everybody for who they are. I just believe we have the right to hang out with who we, you know, makes us comfortable. Give you guys an example. My old job, all the white coworkers would sit together in one group during lunch, and all of us minorities sat together in a group. And the manager was afraid that there was some racial tension, and I had to explain to her, like, no, those white dudes are just talking about stuff we don't want to talk about. Like hops and IPAs, podcasts, movies J.J. Abrams directed. Like, who is J.J. Abrams? And us minorities, we were talking about things they weren't interested in, like freedom and equality. Like, they didn't want to. They didn't want to hear that same old, same old. Right now, it's a lot of tension. You guys feel it. Like, everyone's ready to get into a debate. I got into a political debate I wasn't trying to get into. I was at the Las Vegas airport, just got off a plane. I was requesting a car to leave. A guy working there was like, you're leaving at the best time. Everything's about to shut down. I was like, why? He was like, the president's flying in. And I was like, who? he was like the president, and I was still confused. He was like of the United States, and I was like, oh, you mean Trump? And he was like, no, I mean the president of the United States, blah, blah, blah. He got so mad. You guys, I promise, I wasn't trying to get into political debate. I just got off a flight. I was high out of my mind. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like this. I was legit confused. It'd be like if you're a kid and your mom's new boyfriend came to pick you up from school and your teacher thought that was your actual dad. You know what I mean? And she's like, hey, your dad's here to pick you up. And you're like, who? He's like, your dad, the dude right there in the red Camaro. Oh, you mean Steve? Fuck Steve. That nigga's not my dad. Bitch, you got me excited for no reason. I thought my dad got out early. You know what I mean? Out of work early, you racist. I don't belittle my people, my joke. I do. I try to defend my people every chance I get. I heard these two ladies making fun of this black woman, right, was in line. They was making fun of what she was wearing, her clothing options. She had on a big curly wig, a ruffly scarf with ruffly sleeves, stockings, and big leather boots. And they're like, ugh, she looks so ghetto, ratchet, and tacky. Who would ever wear that? And I jumped in like, bitch, our founding fathers. Like, what do you mean? George Washington and Benjamin Franklin was ratchet as fuck, right? Google George Washington right now. He got on a lace front wig, dollar store leggings, knee-high Mary J. Blige boots, right? She's not ratchet. She might be in the musical Hamilton. We don't know.
Kiri Shabazz. Funny guy. Check out his stuff on YouTube. And if you want to listen or watch that clip, you can YouTube Home Alone is a Survival Guide. And again, his name is Kiri Shabazz. First name is spelled K-I-R-Y. Last name S-H-A-B-A-Z-Z. So, again, check him out. So, tomorrow is SummerSlam. And, yeah, 10 matches on file on the card. And I think the biggest match tomorrow is probably going to be Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston. Mm-hmm. And all people are probably thinking, oh, it's going to be Lesnar and Seth Rollins. No. The biggest match tomorrow is going to be Kingston, Randy Orton. Because Kofi Kingston can defend his title against Randy Orton, then he's going to hold on to the title for the rest of the year, I think, in my opinion. So I think that's going to be the match to watch and the biggest match of that pay-per-view tomorrow. But, well, what's your thoughts on tomorrow's event, and what do you think is going to be the biggest match or matches tomorrow?
Well, I'm with you, man. The most important match I care about is Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston. Sure, that's the WWE title. That's the title other than the only title that matters other than the 24/7 title right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, for sure. Yeah, WWE Vince McMahon, you know, of course he wants everybody to be obsessed and just, you know, in love with Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins for like the 25,000th time we've seen in the past couple of years. I mean, but we've seen that match already. I mean, as a matter of fact, I'm even more excited about Bray Wyatt versus Balor or even Trish and Charlotte than that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't give a crap about whatchamacallit. Seeing Brock Lesnar fight against Seth Rollins again. The only match I want to see Brock Lesnar in is against Bobby Lashley. But apparently he's hurt.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah,
that could still happen. You never know.
Man, they've been They've been milking that match. That match has been hyped up even years before they even both of these guys joined the company, you know, these past couple of years. And I don't know, WWE just doesn't see it. I don't know what the heck is wrong with Vince. Don't see Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley fighting each other. I don't get it, man. Let's have that match, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm definitely not looking to Lesnar versus. The three matches I'm looking forward to. Well, I already told you the first one, Kingston against Randy Orton. The two others would be. I'm looking forward to seeing Bayley against Ember Moon. I think that could
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
That could potentially be a good match. And the other match would be probably Finn Bálor against Bray Wyatt. See how that match goes, you know? I know they fought before.
Right.
They fought one time, Finn Bálor against Bray Wyatt, and then a second time with Finn Bálor as the Demon King versus Bray Wyatt, right?
Right, right.
So, but I think this is different because Bray Wyatt has this new gimmick
now. The Fiend gimmick.
Yeah, you know, and maybe you might see Finn Bálor as a Demon King. Who knows? I don't think so,
but
you never know.
This would be the perfect time for him to be because he doesn't have to be the demon in order for him to have a shot to beat the Fiend. Like,
yeah, that would be nice, though, if he did come out as a Demon King tomorrow. You know?
Yeah, it would be.
But I'm still looking forward to that. I think that could be a good match also. The AJ Styles and Ricochet would be like a match under the bubble that I'm interested in as well. But I think AJ Styles is going to win that anyway. So.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Yeah, but those are the three matches that I'm most excited about. What's the other two that you're excited about besides the Kingston Randy Orton?
You know, Bray Wyatt and Trish versus Charlotte, you know, since that's Trish's last match.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like the first time they're going one-on-one against each other, to my knowledge. So I'm interested about that. Yeah, Ricochet and AJ Styles will be a good match. But these guys have been fighting each other for the past couple of months. If they would have saved that feud and, you know, they would have fought maybe at the minimum twice before this, I would have been more into it. Or if this would have been their first time ever battling each other, I would have been really pumped for this match. But since they've been feuding for the past couple of months, I'm not as, hot for it as I should be, you know, or hyped for it, you know. Even though it'll be a good match, but, you know, Styles is going to win that.
Yeah, so. I think so too. But I disagree with you. You think Charlotte's going to be Stratus. I don't see Trish Stratus losing in her last match. And I don't think this is a passing the torch because what passing the torch? Charlotte has already proved herself. You know, Trish Stratus doesn't have to pass anything to her. You know?
You're 100% right. You're right.
But remember, Stratus needs to show people that she can still do it.
Remember, the last time we had a match of this ilk, well, actually, it surpasses it, would be Cena versus The Rock. WrestleMania 29.
And Rock,
you know, we're like, hey, exactly. Yeah, WrestleMania 28.
The first time. Yeah.
Yeah, but not the second time in Madison Square Garden with the title on the line. Because we're like, hey, John Cena is a legend. He doesn't need to beat The Rock, you know, in this instant, you know, for him to get the pass torch to him. But sure enough, the torch was still passed to him anyway, you know, and that was The Rock's
biggest marquee
match.
It took him like a second try
to
do it. You know?
Yeah, but unfortunately the title was on the line this time, and none of them had the title on that the last time. So The Rock has never defended or won a title at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Trish has to prove to the fans that she still got it. You know, she still has it.
I think she already proved that she still got it when she fought at the Women's Royal Rumble a few years ago, and then not to mention she wrestled a little bit this week. So
yeah.
I mean, people still know she still has it. I mean, obviously she did kind of hint at that, like she want to prove it to herself, she want to prove it to the fans and her family that she, you know, she still has it. But she's fought already. You know what I mean?
True.
And WWE, you know, especially in the wrestling business. You know, when someone's having their last match, 99.999% of the time, they lose to the veteran, to the younger one, so to elevate that star, even though Charlotte doesn't need the elevation since she's an 8 or 9-time champion. Plus,
right.
Trish is a hometown hero, and most times than not, a hometown hero loses at home, you know?
Yeah.
Not to mention, I talk more about that in my Sports Urban Legend video on YouTube. Sports Urban Legend TV. So check out that YouTube video. It's already available for my full, prediction. And I also mentioned Max, predictions also, on the episode. So please check that out and let your thoughts be heard.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice pay-per-view. I'm definitely going to check it. I mean, there is nothing else to watch tomorrow. Other than, I guess, Fear the Walking Dead might be on. I'll have to check, but I'll probably watch that a little later after the pay-per-view. But, yeah, that's going to be, main thing to watch tomorrow night, other than baseball. Well,
right.
I think for you, your baseball game's at night. Mm-hmm. I think mine's is in the afternoon.
No, mine's is in the afternoon, too.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, after you watch the Mets beat the Nationals again, you could go watch SummerSlam.
Yeah, DeGrom on the mound too, man. Hopefully get that broom. Hopefully the bats could still come alive again and extend this winning streak to 9 because they won again tonight. So.
Yeah. Hey, Mets are on the roll, ready to get their World Series tickets.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. You gotta believe. Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens.
Have you been watching Big Brother? You up to date with that?
I saw some of it. Yeah, I saw it. I'm glad, Jack finally got his butt whooped.
Oh, man. Finally, the bully is dead. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's one half of them.
Oh, yeah. You got Mickey also.
Mickey
that dude
Jackson
needs to go.
Is still there. Yep.
Oh, man. This guy, Jack, man, he's a douche. I mean, this guy, he acts like he's all nice and innocent. But he talks behind people's backs.
He's an evil Jason Momoa.
Yeah. he's an evil Aquaman. But Julie grilled him in the exit interview, if you saw that. I'm going to play a clip where she asked him about some of the comments he made about Kemi and possible, racist remark he made towards the who's that Asian girl that left? I forgot her
Bella.
Name. Bella.
Bella or Isabella.
Yeah. So Julie asked him about that, and here's what he had to say when she was grilling him.
We have a lot to discuss.
Okay, fine.
A week ago tonight.
Yeah.
Your alliance imploded.
Was that what it was? Implosion?
Yeah, just
okay.
A little one.
All right.
Mickey
All right.
came to you, and he basically said, listen, we can't rely on Tommy and Christy.
Mm-hmm.
In your own words, you betrayed your boy Mickey and took that information straight to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is history, as was the Six Shooters Alliance. Do you think that's why you got evicted tonight?
It happened so fast, Julie. Yeah, I'd say that decision could have been it. Looking back, I probably should have trusted Jackson, but I made a decision.
Jackson, who you guys also call Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey.
That's his last name.
I made a decision at the beginning to live and die by trusting Christy and Tommy. And because I stuck with that, I think making that decision.
Does Mickey know that?
I think he found that out.
Yeah,
he found that out.
If you could do it all over again, would you do anything differently? And if so, what?
Wow. You can't live life in regret. You got to stand by the choices that you make, whether they're right or wrong. And that there are choices in life, maybe not, there is no right and wrong, right? But
so you're saying when things are good with Mickey, your ride or die was Christy over Mickey? And sounds like Tommy over Mickey?
Yeah, I made a decision at the beginning of this whole thing that I would earn my trust with Christy and Tommy. But Mickey was a bromance, and I did trust him. But I knew that there was numbers potentially with being with Christy and Tommy, and I did trust them. And I came to find out that I may not have needed to do that.
Let's talk about numbers, because in the beginning, you were part of this really big alliance.
Was it that big? 9? 9? 8?
Grateful,
is that too big?
Undeniable.
Okay. All right.
This alliance had clear targets, but you personally wanted to get Kemi out.
Yes.
Why?
Because she said some bad stuff about my boy Jack, Mickey. He did. She said stuff about cooking and that, you know, I said that he was okay because he cooks for everybody, which, by the way, general rule, I mean, if you cook for everybody in the house, I mean, you should be okay for a little while.
And you said some bad stuff about Kemi in the house.
Yes, I did get excited a couple times.
I'm going to show you a clip of some of the comments you made about her, some of the ugly comments you made, and we will talk about it on the backside. Watch over here.
Oh, no.
Kemi came up to me after her initial campaign where she wanted to find out why I didn't like her, and I told her, I was like, you talk about cooking. Like, bitch. Like, come on. You talk about my cooking and me gassing up my boy for cooking for everybody. She was like, oh, yeah, I totally said that. And I was like, yeah.
We know.
Wasn't it funny how she said, she was like, yeah, I said that.
And but then, I appreciate when someone's
like,
real.
Like,
that.
Kept having to come back to you to end the combo. I was like, girl, you're the one campaigning, and you're just sitting there like, this is so awkward.
She was the same way before the veto, too. She's dog. I'm cool with Jess. I'm cool with Nicole. I'm great with Cliff.
Perfect.
I'm great with everybody.
Perfect.
Kemi makes me want to stomp a mud hole through her chest.
Oh, controversial.
All right, Sam.
Stomp a mud hole right through her chest.
Okay.
In recap, you called her a bitch. You called her dog poop. You didn't use the word poop.
Yeah.
And we just heard you said you want to stomp a mud hole through her chest.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that now, what are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, I will say that the stomp the mud hole comment is based on something that Sam said last season when she was frustrated. And I don't think there was any personal vendetta in behind saying that. I think my statements were playful in a group of people. I do apologize for what I said. And that's very sincere. I think Kemi was and is a great person. I think this game and being in 24-hour view of people and you say things and I wouldn't say that I fully support the things that I said in the way that I said them. If I could take them back, I would, and I wish I could have articulated them in some other way possible. But it doesn't take away the fact that I don't think that Kemi is a wonderful person inside and outside of this house as a person, absolutely.
Another comment you made, some people watching the live feeds found offensive, was when you, Christy, Tommy, Kat, and Annalise were talking about Nick and Bella, and basically, Bella's gotta go, gotta go. Let's watch this clip.
Bella's gotta go. It's just not her time this year.
I think I said I'd die for her, right? I think I said that. More.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jack.
You might have.
You said
I told
a lot
Jackson
of
that
things.
Many times. If I die by you by this game, then that's the choice I make.
No, I'm literally pretty sure you said that to Nick and Bella at one point, too, because they actually quoted it, and I don't even know why the f*** you would say that to them.
We have dirty mouths.
Bella is a sweet talker.
I had something else. Oh. I mean, like... How could that even be an argument when you just look at... The proof is in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
The rice pudding.
They were... The slop pudding.
The slop pudding.
The slop pudding.
It was
a
nightmare.
Because Bella is Asian American and you made the pudding comment, rice pudding...
Yeah.
Some people thought that was a derogatory statement about her ethnicity. What is your response to that?
I appreciate you letting me be able to voice my opinion about that. We spoke earlier in the evening. There was the slop thing going on, and people were making different recipes earlier in that evening, mainly Tommy and Christy. And rice pudding was spoken about in slop pudding. And so earlier in that evening, rice and slop pudding were going around, and so Tommy bringing it up in that situation made me say it there. It had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with her ethnicity whatsoever. I appreciate that I get to voice me saying that.
Final question. You've been locked away for 51 days. What's the best thing you're going to take away from this experience?
I'd love some time to myself. I think would be really
you're
nice.
You're going to get it in jury house, Jack. Guess what?
Well, you ask and you receive. But yeah, it was quite the experience, and it's like nothing you'll ever do in life. If you guys get the opportunity, don't.
By the way, we didn't jip you out of your goodbye messages. You're going to have to wait till after the show because we have more questions for you and we'll play it there.
Sounds good.
Stay right there right now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack.
So there is his interview, his exit interview. pretty much Julie Chen went in. Asked him about his comments towards Kemi, you know, his possible derogatory statement about the Asian girl, you know. Yeah, she went in on him. I've never seen her go in on someone like that in an interview. You know, it's like she was offended herself.
You know, most definitely.
Yeah, especially with that Asian comment, you know, about the rice pudding.
Yeah, for sure, she was definitely offended.
But it was time for Jack to go. I couldn't stand that dude. I really can't stand anyone in their alliance other than that cute girl who needs to be in my alliance. But everyone else, forget
which
that. One? The dark-haired one that he was cuddled up with.
Which one, Annalise?
I think that's her name, right? The dark-haired one that Jack was cuddled up with throughout this game. The good-looking one. You know, there's only one dark-haired girl left in the game right now.
Actually,
all the other girls are blonde.
Holly, the young one you're talking about.
I think so. Because there's two blondes, and then there's, a nerdy girl left, right?
There's two black-haired girls.
Oh, yeah. No. The other one is, the other one, she's with Mickey. I'm talking about the one who's with the cute one. Come on, man. Will.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Annalise,
Annalise, that's her name? Yeah, Annalise. Annalise.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, she could be in my alliance any day of the week, but the other ones, I don't care about them. They could kick rocks while I care. With their, how you could have an 8-person alliance? Like, what sense is that? It's no damn sense, I hope.
For real. And they honestly thought it was going to work.
Yeah. And then they broke it down to like the six-person alliance. And then,
It was up to, it was nine, it was eight, then it was nine. And I think it's six now. It's ridiculous.
Now it's Fantastic Four, you know?
For real.
Man. But, yeah, so I just love seeing him get eliminated. So, bye-bye. Go to Jury House, Aquaman. But, anyway, last but not least, Summer Movie Challenge, Week 7.
Oh, yeah.
We had to watch Max Dugan Returns. Starring Jason Robards as Max Dugan, Marsha Mason as his daughter, and Matthew Broderick as Nora's son.
In his debut,
his first film, 1983. And you had Donald Sutherland in this film, too, as a police officer. But, yeah, so we had to watch it and review it. And Will, what was your thoughts when you saw this film?
I thought it was okay. I mean, from whatchamacallit, out of the movies we saw so far, I'd say by default it's the worst one. But other than that, it's okay. It was all right. I mean, I thought business picked up when Max Dugan popped up.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, before he came out, I'm like, who the heck is Max Dugan? Because I'm thinking it was Matthew Broderick. I thought it was Matthew Broderick who was going to be Max Dugan. You know what I'm saying? But sure enough, it was his grandfather. And, you know, once he popped up into the picture, you know, it started, it got more interesting, you know. They had a cameo by Charlie Lau, you know, you know, the famous, you know, hitting coach and instructor, you know, of baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting, but when you think about it, it wasn't really necessary when you think about it. Like, their problems was, oh my God, my grandfather is just showering us with gifts. Like, that was just the biggest problem they had throughout the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they really didn't have that much drama except her being robbed.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a bad movie. It was okay. But, I mean, they really didn't have no drama when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you thought.
For me, I agree with you. Start off slow in the beginning. Then when Max Dugan pops up, then, you know, it started to pick up a bit. You know, a lot of the drama with him coming out of nowhere. You know, and then at one point I thought he was someone pretending to be her father. You know, I thought that was going to be the big reveal near the end of the movie.
So I'm like, who's
he
this?
Wasn't her father.
I'm like, who's this dude calling? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't put two and two together until he popped up.
Oh, yeah. Right away, I knew it was him. You know, it was Max Dugan. But I thought it was at the end that they were going to reveal that he wasn't her father. He was like a friend of who knew his father all this time. You know, so that was kind of disappointing. But I mean, once he popped up in the movie, I thought the movie picked up a bit. You saw him, you know,
right, definitely
buying them gifts, trying to, you know, improve their financial situation because the mom was she's a single mother,
teacher,
low income. Yeah, she's struggling. She keeps losing her car, or her car keeps getting stolen. You know, Matthew Broderick. You know, he has his own troubles with baseball and not being able to hit, and Max Dugan seems to have an effect on her life and his life when he appears. Like, you know, they went from not so happy, struggling, to happy and, you know, resolving any issues that they had in the beginning.
Yeah, but that goes to my point. When you think about it, there's no real conflict because, oh my God, who sent me this $1 million watch?
Oh, I don't know, kid. I have no idea who did it.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. You mean I have my house is refurnished? Oh, my goodness. It's like there was really no conflict. I mean, there was one conflict that was, you know, being, hinted at, but it never paid off. I don't want to spoil that part for you guys. You know, I want you to at least enjoy that part if you see the movie. So, but yeah, there was just this thread of something that could have made the movie a lot better that they kept teasing at it, but it never happened. And for me, that made the movie a little incomplete because they just kept teasing, oh, you know, something bad might happen, da 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 da, and all this stuff. And it just, you know, the biggest conflict that they had was basically, oh my goodness, who keeps giving us these free gifts? We can't accept this free gift. You know, that was just basically the whole, that was basically the whole movie. The only good thing that they did with struggles was Matthew Broderick's struggle with baseball. They did it beautifully. You know, he struggled. And of course, I won't spoil the part, but you know, you see how he deals with the struggle. That was actually, they did that. They executed that beautifully.
Yeah, I thought there was kind of a struggle where, well, not a struggle, but a little conflict there in the end where you were gonna like Donald Sutherland, who plays a cop,
was onto
this old guy, you know, trying to figure out who he is, and then he finds out, okay, you know, this guy is wanted for stealing money in another state, and you're thinking, okay, maybe he's gonna arrest them. Or, you know, pursue him, or, you know, so there's a little question there on what's going to happen to Max Dugan once Donald Sutherland's character finds out about him. But then you find out, you know, Max Dugan leaves for Brazil, you know, with the money, and the cop never gets to arrest him, and he ends up in a relationship with the mom, you know, but...
That's my entire point. That was the biggest thing that was teased that didn't come to fruition. Oh, you know, the cat and mouse. Oh, what is Donald Sutherland's character gonna do when he find out Max Dugan is her father? You know, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna turn him in and all that stuff? And then of course another thing that they kept teasing that never happened was, what about the people who owe him money, like the mob? You know, they never popped up. That was something that they could have shown, you know, like that conflict, you know what I mean? Like, of him, the people that he owed the money, trying to track them down, you know, that would have made the movie a lot more interesting. You know, he could have, the, you know, the, the criminals he was with in prison, or the people he owed money, could have held Matthew Broderick or his daughter, or even both, for hostage. You know,
yeah.
Held the house for hostage. You know, and then you would have had Max Dugan in, and Donald Sutherland's what's the father's name, Billy or whatever. You know, they could have worked together, and try to save the main character lady. I forgot her name. You know,
yeah.
Nora Dugan, I think. I think her name was Nora.
Nora, yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, so her and you know, I think what's his name? Mike, right? That was Matthew Broderick's character, I think his name was.
Yeah, yeah.
So they could have worked together. They could have set aside their differences and then lead up to the baseball scene, you know, once they resolve the situation. And then they could have had the baseball scene and how it ended. And then how it ended would have been perfect. You know, then
yeah.
You would have had the tension, oh, shoot, you know, Max Dugan and Donald Sutherland's character, you know, they worked together well they set aside their difference to put, you know, to save the people that they love, you know, Nora and, you know, and Matthew Broderick's character. Will he still turn them in? And then you would have had an even reasonable reason why he didn't turn them in, other than, you know, he loves Nora. You know, he
yeah.
could have turned... Everything that happened in the baseball scene and the ending would have just happened exactly the way it was. And it would have made it, I think it would have made it even better. But they never showed, you know, the people that were after him was going after him, you know. And I think that would have made it better.
Yeah, it was very quick, this movie also. But for the most part, I enjoyed it. You know, it was a watchable, enjoyable film. I thought the underlying theme, well, not underlying, because I mean it was probably the main theme of the movie, that you know Nora got to reunite with her father, who abandoned her as a kid.
Yeah.
And you know, she doesn't care for him in the beginning, but then you see
right.
the relationship start to develop throughout the movie, and she cares for him near the end, and you
yeah.
know. Hearing the father, that was a nice reunion that they had there, even though it was an odd reunion for him to come
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere with a bunch of money, start buying her stuff. But, you know, I
right.
thought that, you know, it was, the theme was very nice, and it was a watchable film, like I said. I still think it's better, slightly better than Soul Man. Soul Man so far,
you know what?
The worst on this
that's
list
what I was,
so far for me.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, that's the only movie that's it's comparable. Soul Man or that one,
yeah.
I'm like, they are really neck to neck and neck, you know. I'm kind of wrestling which one was worse. I don't remember what grade we gave Soul Man. I don't know if we gave it a 6.
I gave it a
6.5.
I
don't remember
what
I gave it.
You gave.
So yeah, Soul Man was funnier than it, but. Man, I think I did like Soul Man better, but Max Dugan might have been a slightly better movie, maybe, just by a shade better. It might have been a little bit better than it, but I think I liked Soul Man better by a little bit.
1 to 10, what do you give Max Dugan Returns?
Max Dugan, I'm right now. I'm thinking 6.5. I'm thinking
okay.
6.5.
Not bad. I'll give it a 7.
Maybe Soul Man might have been a. I don't even remember what I gave it. I don't remember if I gave it a 7 or 6.5 or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's slightly better than Soul Man. So I gotta give it a 7. You know, Soul Man I gave it 6. So it's better than that, but. Again, it was enjoyable, you know, watchable movie. Yeah, it went a little quick for me, but it was still all right. So there you go for our review of Max Dugan Returns. So we have 3 more films left in this summer movie challenge. We have Just One of the Guys, Room, and Sleepers. What movie do you think we should watch for next week?
Hmm. one of the guys or sleepers. I've heard of sleepers. Maybe we'll check out just one of the guys, then sleeper, and then room last.
So you want to watch just one of the guys next week?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's watch just one of the guys, then sleeper
okay.
the week after that, and then wrap it up with room.
Okay. All right. So then just one of the guys will be summer movie challenge for week 8. So we'll come back next week and we will give you our review of that. And before we leave here, I just want to give my condolences to anyone affected in that mass shootings that took place in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. I think there was a total number of 17 people that died, was it? I forget the number.
I think it was at least 20, I think.
20? Okay. Yes. You know, this gun violence is getting out of hand, you know, already.
And then they had another shooting the day after, right afterwards.
Crazy, man. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah,
it never ends.
I think it was in Ohio, if I'm remembering right, the other shooting. The day, literally the day right after that one.
Wow.
I think that one was, like, in Ohio. So, people are not getting the message, man. They still, you know, they're still losing their minds, and they're still killing people. Instead of, you know, going to therapy and speaking to people, whatever problems, issues they're going through, they lose their damn mind, and they want to take out their frustration on people who didn't even do anything to them. You know, it's just
crazy.
A messed up world we're living in.
Yeah, definitely. Crazy world. But my condolences to anyone who was affected
yeah.
or knows someone that, you know, died in
Same
that,
here.
You know, shootings, you know. My condolences. Hopefully, you know, could have tougher gun laws in the future.
Absolutely.
These guns are getting out of control. But it's not guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. Most of all.
Yep.
So.
If it wasn't guns, it would be something else that people
mm-hmm.
used to kill people.
Yeah. All right. With that said, Will, you got any plugs, last words?
Yeah. Check out, you know, my new Sports Urban Legend TV YouTube episode where I preview tomorrow night's SummerSlam. And, of course, check out next week's Sports Urban Legend episode on Block Talk Radio. Yeah, definitely check that. And I apologize to the listeners. I wasn't able to, you know, be able to do these shows these past couple of weeks. And, unfortunately, impromptuly, you know, I have to take another break again. So I apologize. So, yeah, check back the show at its regular time, Saturday at 11, and I hope to see you guys there. And, of course, check out iMac every Saturdays at 10 on Block Talk Radio.
All right, guys, so check out his YouTube show where he gives you his predictions of SummerSlam, and check out Sports of Legends podcast. We'll give you a review of SummerSlam. Come back here, check out my show iMac every Saturday at 10 with Will. So, for me and Will, we will see you next week. Peace out.